Welcome to episode 18. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the morning after. The morning after Thanksgiving. I am a little under the weather, and my Thanksgiving was fantastic. Spent it with family and friends and loved ones, and like most people do, and it was a great day. With that said, I am a little bit under the weather, and I have been for quite some time, and it's been pretty terrible. It's just the cold or allergies or something, but it's one of those things where, like, you know, I talk for a living, basically, and if you can't tell, I am struggling right now, and you'll hear me struggle throughout this episode, but the content here is very, very good, so you really want to listen to this one, and you really want to probably take notes on it, and I also give a great book recommendation towards the end. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, you can do so on any platform that's out there. We're pretty much everywhere. And also leave us a comment and a review, because I do like to track your progress and hopefully help you with some problems that you might be having or some things that you want to change in your life. So go to KennyCannonPodcast.com. You could see us there, and you could subscribe there as well, and leave us a comment there and a rating there if you'd like to. And you can also go to KennyCannonPodcast.com/YT, and you could find our YouTube channel there, where we do a lot of these episodes as like a show where I'm on camera and I'm talking to you about what it is that we're talking about in the podcast. So it's kind of interesting. All right, so that is all for now. Hope you guys enjoy the episode, and we'll see you soon. What's up, guys, and happy Thanksgiving. This episode is actually going out the day after Thanksgiving, because yesterday I spent obviously the entire day with my family and people that I am closest with, and hopefully you did the same as well. I've also been a little bit under the weather. You probably hear it in my voice. A little bit of a cold or whatever. I don't really know if it's allergies or whatever, but seasons are changing, and for me anyway, and I think for most people, that's usually what does it. So what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, a lot of people talk about what they're most thankful for and all that stuff, and I kind of want to go that direction, but I'm gonna take it down a little bit of a different path than most people. Most people will say family and friends and, you know, whatever, right? Yes, I'm thankful for all of those things. I have an amazing family. I have an amazing relationship. I have I'm talking about extended family, right? My extended family, my grandparents and my mom and my sisters and my uncles and aunts and cousins and everything else. Amazing people, every single one of them. And also, my immediate family. The relationships that I've built over the past 2 years have been amazing. And it's something that I've never would have, I almost gave up, actually. And it's something that I've never would have dreamed as being possible. And yes, I'm thankful for all of those things, and, you know, but I think that there's much more that goes into it, especially in this day and age with the resources that we have in front of us and the access to information and the access to training materials and, you know, places that I'm on every single day, like Udemy and, Audible.com and Libby, which is an app that probably not many people have heard of before, but it's amazing. You put it on your phone and it basically links you up to the library so you can get all the books you want for free, and you can read them for, I think it's 15 days or something, and then you can return them, or you can re-up your loan and read them again. And it's ebooks on your phone and in Kindle and everything else, and it's amazing. With all that information that we have, I think the thing that I'm most thankful for and most grateful for is really the same thing that I've been most thankful for and most grateful for my entire life since I was, you know, 14, 15 years old. And that is the concept of free will, being able to, you know, living in a society where I get to choose the person that I want to be, with really without anyone else's input. And I don't say that in a negative way, because obviously our relationships are the core foundation of our life and our happiness and everything else. So obviously, you know, you listen to other people and what they want, what they need and everything else. But my point is that we have the ability to do whatever it is that we want to do. And that, to me, is absolutely amazing. You know, we're talking now in 2019, and in the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, even go back earlier than that, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, there's free will was still there. I think it's something that is given to us at birth by our creator. you know, we always get to choose who we want to be, how we want to react, and on a smaller level, not necessarily maybe choose who we want to be when we're 3 years old, right? But we always have the ability, whether we know it or not, to choose how we react to the outside world and things that are happening to us. And that's really the only control that we have. We can't control the things that happen, right? I can't control that, unfortunately, this is horrible news for me in New York, but we're going to have a snowstorm on Sunday. I can't control that, but I can control how I'm going to react. Am I going to freak out about it? Am I going to get all depressed about it? Or am I going to say, you know what? We have a huge hill in our backyard. We get to sleigh ride for the first time this year. Like, that's awesome. You know what I mean? I get to operate the snowblower, which, believe it or not, I'm one of the few people in the world that actually love running. I'll snowblow the whole entire town. I absolutely love it. It's really cool. It's fun. So we have the ability, when it comes to free will, to not only be the person that we want to be in life, but we get to react to things that happen to us any way we choose. And I think that the way we choose to react to the things that come into us from the outside world determines the quality of life that we live. You know, if something happens to us that a lot of people will see as a negative thing, but we can flip that around somehow and turn it into a positive thing, then our experience in life is going to be better. So, you know, pretty much every year when I reflect, I always reflect on these things. You know, I'm reflecting on these things all the time, but especially on Thanksgiving, when everybody reflects on what they're thankful for and what they're grateful for. For me, it has always been the concept and truth that we get to decide who it is we want to be, how we want to run our lives, and how we're going to react to everything that happens around us. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, and especially in society today, this number has shot up more than anything else in the world. We can choose to be a victim. We can choose to be, you know, a victim needs someone who they're getting, someone that's doing bad to them, right? They need the villain. We could choose to be the hero that helps the victim from the villain, you know, or we could choose to not be any of those things. And we could choose to pull people up as best we possibly can. Because if you look at someone being a villain and someone being a hero and someone being a victim, well, those are all dependent upon each other, right? And we never want to depend on outside forces or other people for our feelings, whether it's positive or negative. If you have a negative feeling in your life, it's because you're putting it there. If you have a negative experience in your life, it's because you're doing something wrong. If you're getting negative results, it's because you're doing something that's incorrect, okay? And the concept of free will, and the reason why I'm so thankful for it, is because, guess what? You have a negative experience in your life, one small change can flip that around. The problem is, though, is that most people live with a victim mindset, or they're the person being, or group of people that are being blamed by the victim, or we have people that are the heroes that are there to help the victim, or perceived to be the ones that are going to help the victim, right? So if we're inside of that circle or triangle or whatever the hell shape it is, I don't even know, but if we're inside of that mess, we're always dependent upon something else for our happiness, our fulfillment, our success, and our failure, right? Because the victim gets to blame the bad guy for their failures, and then they get to turn to the hero for their success. So they're always dependent on somebody else. The bad guy has to have a victim, and they got to fight with the hero. The hero has to have the victim, or else they're useless, right? So a lot of people, when they look at people who create information or training programs, like I do, you know, I create a lot of that stuff, they look at us as the heroes that are helping them from the evil corporation or the evil college system or the student loan system or the evil job or the evil, you know, rich person or whatever that villain is. They look to us as heroes, when in fact, I think a lot of people play that role, but in fact, most people who are good at what they do when it comes to training other people or teaching them how to be successful or teaching them how to live an empowered life, I think most people view themselves as not a hero, but somebody who helps others pull themselves up to where we are. And that has always been my vision. And that's always been my hope and my goal for everything that I've ever done. It's not for me, and if anybody in this that's listening to this has taken any training that I've ever put together in my life, you will always hear me say, I am really good at what I do, not because I'm better than you, because I've been doing it a lot longer than you. That's pretty common sense. I mean, that's, you know, if you golf for 30 years, you're probably going to be better than the guy that just picked up his club, the day before. So it's not that we're better people. It's not that we're heroes. It's not that we're trying to save you from anybody else. We're trying to pull you up so that you're on the level when it comes to finances and success and everything, and mindset and everything else that we are. It's about pulling others up as opposed to putting others down. And, you know, free will allows us to choose how we're going to present ourselves and how we're going to relate to other people. And also, it allows us to take an exit off of the highway of life whenever we want. You know, I know this is kind of a concept or a teaching that's been talked about over and over and over again by a lot of people, but the bottom line is, I'm gonna make an idiot out of myself here, but that's okay. It's all right. I think it was Tom Petty. I am not a music guy at all in the slightest, but I think it was Tom Petty that sung the song Life is a Highway, right? And I don't know the rest of it. It's the only lyrics I know in the whole song, but I think it was him. But that concept is very true. It is a highway for most people. And if you look at most people's lives, they get up in the morning, they eat breakfast, they go to work, they come home, they eat dinner, they spend time with their family, they watch some Netflix, and they go to sleep. And then they do that over and over and over again, all while saying, my life sucks, and I'm a victim of circumstance because this other person did other, you know, horrible things to me, so I need someone else to help me out of this situation, right? So they're always stuck in that victim, bad guy, hero triangle because they're on the highway of life and they don't know how to get off of it. And free will gives us the opportunity to take any exit that we want and go a different direction. And, you know, that's a big metaphor or story or analogy for basically just saying the choices that you make determine the outcome that you get. And if you don't like the outcome that you get, make different decisions and you're good to go. So that's the talk for today. Then that's what I'm most thankful for, you know, because I think that is really, when you look at it, you know, you're thankful for your family, which you really didn't have any free will choosing who gave birth to you, right? If you have a crappy mother or a crappy father or a crappy grandparent or a crappy uncle or aunt or whatever, well, then that's just part of life and you got to deal with it. The past is the past. You cut it off and you move forward. But I think most of us, you know, a lot of people are in that situation, sadly, but I think most of us are in a situation where at least we have some portion of our family that we can, you know, relate to and love and care about and all that kind of stuff. But everything else outside of that, literally everything else outside of that, we have direct control over. And that includes your immediate family, right? Listen, this is a controversial thing to say, and I actually don't even believe what I'm about to tell you right now in my own life, but I'm not gonna push this on you, right? But this is truth. This is just a fact, and this is just the society that we live in. You can do this, okay? Again, I don't believe in it, but you can do this. If you're in a family, immediate family situation that you don't like or you feel is disempowering to you, you have the free will to get out of it. It's a thing called divorce, right? It's a thing called leaving the partner that's you know, negatively impacting you. Now, again, I am not a fan of divorce at all. I was divorced in the past, but I'm not a fan of it at all, ever, like 0% of the time. And that's a spiritual thing for me, and like I just don't believe in it. But the bottom line is, society says, and it is true, you have the free will to get out of that anytime you wish for pretty much any reason you want. And that's a powerful thing. So really the only thing in life that you don't have control over are the things that happen to you, the outside forces that happen to you, and the people that you're born with. You have to have them. You can cut yourself off from them. You can move in a different direction. That's fine. But your mom's always going to be your mom. Your dad's always going to be your dad. Your brother's always going to be your brother. Your sister's always going to be. You could stop talking to them. I would never do that because my family's amazing. But if you don't have a family that's amazing, well, then you could stop talking to them. But the bottom line is they're always going to be that person in your life, no matter what you do. So you don't have free will on that, but you do have free will on how you're going to react to that. And I think that's the biggest lesson, right? In everything else in life, though, besides the outside forces that you can't control and the family that you're born with, you can change literally anything by taking a different direction at any moment that you want. And that includes how you react to things. That includes to that includes what you do for your income. That includes what you eat. That includes how you exercise. That includes your routines in the morning and in the evening. And you know, if you're going to watch Netflix, or you're going to read a book, or you're going to watch Dancing with the Stars, or you're going to take a Udemy course and watch an hour of that instead, or you're going to go to church and read the Bible, or you're going to be an atheist and not read the Bible. Like, you have the choice to do whatever it is that you want to do. And I think people really have to start understanding that the only person that is responsible for your success and failure is you. That's it. Okay. Now, again, I train a lot of people, right? I take on a lot of coaching students and students in different programs that I have. They all come into those programs believing that I'm the one, I'm the hero, right? They're the victim. They have a bad guy, and I have to save them from that bad guy. When in reality, one of the first things that I teach them is, I'm going to give you the stuff, but if you don't use the stuff, you're not going to see any result at all. Meaning, they have to take the bull by the horns, and they have to do it. And the beauty of life today, the number one thing, is that we have the ability to do that. And that, to me, changes everything. And when I learned that, 14, 15 years old, when I learned that I have the ability literally to do whatever it is that I want to do, obviously within reason, right? I'm not gonna walk to Hawaii. That's ridiculous. But, you know, we have the ability to do the things that we want to do within reason. Once I learned that when I was 14, 15 years old, my life radically changed from that point forward. And it has been changed since then. You know, if I didn't learn that concept at 14, 15 years old, I would have been like everybody else. I would have went to college. I would have probably studied something stupid. This is a different episode that I'm doing this week, but or next week. But I would have went to college. I would have studied something stupid. I would have been $100,000 in debt working at Starbucks as a manager, making 30 grand a year. And I would have been like, oh man, the student loan thing is a scam. Nope. I made a stupid decision because French art is not going to get me anywhere in life, right? So we make the decisions that we make, free will. We have the ability to change those decisions, free will, and we are responsible, 100% responsible for our success and or failure. Now, that's a scary thing for a lot of people. It is much easier to live a life where you say to yourself, you know what? Oh, man. If Jeff Bezos didn't make all that money, then I'd be much better off. Or if these Walton people, if they didn't have, you know, the billionaires and millionaires, if it's much easier to live that life. It's easier, but it is much less empowering. And I'm telling you right now, if you live a life like the millionaire, billionaire guy, if you live a life like that, and you believe that stuff, when you get to the end of your life, the only thing you're going to have is regrets. That's it. Because you are the one that controls the outcome. You have 100% control in how you feel, how you relate to other people, your level of confidence, and the results that you get and or don't get. Now, I'm going to be doing a lot more episodes on this topic going forward over the next month or so heading into the new year. We're also going to have a big goal setting episode as well, because goals are really important. I set goals all of the time. My goals are sitting actually right next to me right now as I'm doing this episode, like they always are on my desk. Goals are very important. You have to read them every single day. You have to really, if they're not front and center in your life, you're not going to accomplish them. So we're going to have that episode's probably going to be an hour long, possibly even longer than that. And I'm going to take you through a whole entire goal setting session so that we get 2020 set up and ready to go. Here's one last tip that I'm going to leave you with today. And that is, if you're planning on having a big 2020, I started this about a month ago. If you're planning on having a big 2020, okay, and you could take this for every year moving forward, start that process in the final quarter of the year before. And here's kind of why I'm saying that, right? And again, it has to do with free will. The reason why I'm saying that is because if you're planning on, let's just use weight loss as an example. If you're planning on losing 40 pounds in 2020, well, then guess what? you're going to have some new habits moving into January 1st. Habits take time to develop. You can't start something on January 1st and expect to be in the groove already. It's impossible. You have to have that habit already established leading up to January 1st, or whatever day you're setting the goal. January 1st doesn't have to be the day, but whatever day you're setting the goal, you have to have that habit already established in order to hit the ground running. And again, we have the free will to start a new habit and get rid of an old one, a disempowering one, now, right as you're listening to this episode. You can say, I'm never listening to another episode of Kenny's podcast again. That's okay. Like, you have the free will to do that. Or you could say, I'm going to subscribe and I'm going to listen to every one of them. You have the free will to do that too. Or you could say, instead of sleeping in until 10 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to get up at 5:30 and I'm going to read for an hour. I'm going to set a morning routine and I'm going to read my goals every morning. You have the free will to do that. You have the free will to say, I'm going to go to the gym every morning. But those habits take time to become a part of your life. And it goes back to discipline. I know I'm covering a lot of different things here, but each one of these, if I was one of those guys that put together like three minute podcasts every other day or something, this could have been like 12 episodes. That goes back to something else. You have the free will to do, again, whatever it is that you want to do, right? So in order to hit your goals that you want to set, and in order to do the things that you want to do, you have to establish those habits very early on. That relates back to discipline, okay? Discipline is finite. You're never going to be able to be a disciplined person your entire life. It's impossible. And I'm a big disciplined guy. The best books that I have ever read, probably in my life, is Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. Probably one of the best. I mean, that book is life-changing. If you haven't read that yet, you got to read it. It's a very quick read, very short chapters, very to the point, no BS, no fluff. It's one of the best books you'll ever read in your life. But what you have to understand with a book like that, or the concept of discipline is there to build the habit. Once you build the habit, the discipline goes away. Why? Because it's a habit. It's a habit, right? Here's a stupid example, but you'll probably get the point. If you are someone who smokes cigarettes, right? For whatever reason, you still smoke, even though all the data is there and everything else. And it's hard to quit smoking. I get it. I did it 10 years ago, but it's hard for a lot of people. It was hard for me too. But if you're a cigarette smoker, when you first started, if you can go all the way back to when you first started smoking, okay, you didn't like it, because I don't know anybody who ever did. You didn't like it. But you had the discipline to do it because you thought it made you feel cool. It made you feel like you were in the crowd or whatever, right? So there was a time where you had to go through some crappy experiences with smoking because you had to use discipline to do that because you wanted the quote-unquote benefit of being the cool person in the crowd. But once it became a habit, the discipline went away. And the same thing is true with, you know, when I went gluten-free a long time ago for some stupid reason, and now I'm actually going to transition back into it because it did absolutely nothing for me. It made me feel worse. But in the beginning, yeah, there was a lot of discipline. Like, I can't eat pasta. I used to eat pasta every day. I can't eat pasta. I can't eat my oatmeal in the morning. I can't eat, I got to have different kind of bread. You know, there's a lot of things I can't eat. So in the beginning, it was discipline. After 2 weeks of doing it, there was no discipline at all. It was just like, I know what I can eat, I know what I can't eat, and that's it. It's done. Like, it's not a big deal. I don't even think about it anymore. I just know what I can get, and I know what I can't get. So we have the free will to do that, but we have to start that discipline earlier than the day we set the goal, than the time we start to chart that course. Because if we do that, it's already too late. You're not hitting the ground running. You're hitting the ground and then starting to develop that habit, you know, while you're trying to accomplish the goal. That's the wrong time to do it. So again, bringing it back to the original point of this episode, I am most thankful for on the day after Thanksgiving, and I've always been most thankful for this, no matter what I'm doing, is the concept and truth that we can do whatever it is we want to do. We have the free will to react to the things that happen on the outside world to us, whatever way we want to react to those things. We have the free will to do when it comes to work and income. We have the free will to do what we want to do to create an income. We have the free will to eat what we want to eat in life so that we're healthy or so that we're not healthy, right? We have the free will to practice religion if we'd like to or not if we don't want to. We have the free will to be a Christian or a Muslim or whatever else. We have the free will to dress the way that we want to dress. We have the free will to drive the kind of car that we want to drive. And that, to me, is the most powerful thing in the world. And in the upcoming episodes, we're going to actually expand on that because I'm going through a lot of changes in my business and in my life that I want to kind of talk to you about and, you know, kind of allow you to come along this journey with me so that maybe you can benefit from it. All right, so that's all for today. Much more to come in the upcoming weeks and months leading into 2020 and beyond, you know, into 2020 and tracking progress of you know, what I'm doing and hopefully some feedback that you guys are sending me through email and through the comments on the podcast website and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully track some of your progress as well. You know, with free will comes responsibility. That's a scary thing for a lot of people, but when you're responsible and when you have free will, when you understand the concept of free will, then you also understand that it's nobody else's fault. You have complete control. And that, to me, is a beautiful thing. You know, I'll leave you with this. I think I said that like three times already. I'll leave you with this controversial thing to say, but it is 1,000% true. A child with cancer does not have the free will to say, I quit. A child with cancer cannot say, you know what? I'm done with this cancer stuff. I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm just going to cut it. I just could cut it. Get it out of my, I can't do it anymore. A child with cancer doesn't have the free will to do that. Child with cancer does have the free will to react to the cancer the way that they want to, but that's a big thing to ask for a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid. Saddest thing in the world, right? They don't have the free will to get rid of that. But you have the free will to change your job. You have the free will to change your health habits. You have the free will to stop drinking if you want to. That's why alcoholism is not a disease, another controversial thing, but that's the biggest BS I ever heard in my life. You have the free will to change whatever it is that you want in life. And one of the saddest things that I see are people that don't grab that and run with it like crazy and continuously blame other people and other things and outside experiences or outside things that happen to them on their success and or failure. You have the free will to change it, so you have to change what you want to change. That is what I am most thankful for in 2019 and forever. And I think that's something that you should really look at and dig more deep into. There is a fantastic book, actually, that I am going to recommend to you, and it is called, if you want further reading on free will and how your reaction to the outside world and your reaction to the things that happen to you control the destiny and the quality of your life. If you want a book, I'm going to share it with you. It is called The Inside Out Revolution by Michael Neal. N-E-I-L-L. And that is a book that you definitely want to look at if you want more insight on the concept of free will and how your thoughts create your actions and your actions create the results. And you have the free will to think the way you want to think. You have the free will to react the way you want to react. You have the free will to do what you want to do. And hence, you are going to get the result that you're going to get based on the actions that you take. That is all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you soon.